two very different films about women who take control of their lives or vying for attention at area movie theaters. One a historical biopic about the early days of NASA, the other a challenging French drama that's been picking up a number of awards. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today is Jean Creel, frequent contributor to On Film. We've both watched the films Hidden Figures and the French film Elle this week, and I'm happy to have Jean Creel back on the program today. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you, Chuck.
Two excellent films and very different films. Why don't we start off with Hidden Figures?
Okay. Hidden Figures is directed by Theodore Melfi. This is only his second film, having done St. Vincent with Bill Murray a couple of years ago. But this is based on true events, biography of three pioneering black women who worked for NASA in the 60s. I must admit, when I saw the trailers in the theater, I thought, okay, I've seen this film, no surprises here, great acting. And, of course, we all know how the 60s was a decade full of challenges, protest and discrimination, violence, and so on. But you know what? This is a fine film. It's not a groundbreaking cinematic experience, but it is the telling of a story that was long overdue. The chief construct, of course, is the experiences of the three main characters, the discrimination and prejudice against these black women, these educated women working at NASA in the mathematics division. But the film's scope is much broader than that, including the fear and paranoia following the Cold War, the space race with Russia, workplace ethics, even the advent of the computer age, and, of course, male chauvinism in relation to women of any color. But even so, all of these elements are still secondary to the essence of the film. Taraja Henson, Octavia Spencer, and Janelle Monáe are so well played. They're strong, beautiful, intelligent, and absolutely resolute in their confidence and conviction of their own worth.
Yeah, this was a film that, as you mentioned, covers a lot of territory, but never lost its focus on these three main characters, which I was happy because when we start getting into the broader civil rights issues, the white versus black women and also white men, how they're being treated, and just all of the other social commentary that finds its way into this, the Southern resistance, the separate but equal, segregation in the South, and this is set in Virginia, we should say.
Yes.
I thought, oh no, we're gonna lose the thread here. But as you mentioned, those three characters are so strong and the actresses that portray them are so riveting that we never quite go there. One of the things for me, a takeaway watching this was that it gets so right is flipping back and forth between their work lives and their home lives
personal
and how
lives.
Different they are in those two environments and how studied a politeness they have to put on anytime they're around white people and particularly in the office environment they're in, the things they have to put up with a smile on their face, the respect they have to give people that in some cases don't deserve respect.
Exactly.
That politeness is really a fascinating theme of the film, too, the back and forth, watching these women when they're just alone, how they act, and how they act in the work environment. If I had an issue with the film, it's sometimes the film adopts that same politeness. It's an easy film. It goes down easily. There's not a lot of controversy here, even though it's dealing with some really heavy subjects. But on the other hand, it is a very inspirational film, and it seems like it comes at a perfect time in our lives, in our cinema lives right now, in our political lives, in our cultural lives. People seem to be responding really well to this film, and I think it's probably because we need a film right now to remind us that sometimes we need big projects as a nation, like going into space, to help us push through some really ugly things.
Right. And I think there's a very strong supporting cast.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Costner does quite well.
Excuse understated, me, yeah.
Right. The lead mathematician in the division who seems to be, have no question, his sense of purpose is overrides any personal issues.
That's right.
He really played an interesting role. And, of course, Mahershala Ali, who plays Henson's love interest,
mm-hmm.
he delivers a very strong performance and all anyone has to do is see him in Moonlight
right.
to know that he's a major player. And even the two actresses, Kirsten Dunst
yes.
and Kimberly Quinn, who play the two white female employees
yep.
at NASA, you see how even they in their relatively subservient roles. They're afraid to stick their neck out. They don't question. They're yes, sir, no, sir, with their clipboards. And it all comes together very well. But at the same time, it's not a in-your-face polemic. And so there are some moments that are just, oh, heart-wrenching. Janelle Monáe having to petition the court to allow her to take classes at an all-white school so she can further her education. Mm-hmm. She's already got a BA degree in math, but she wants to go on, and she does become the first African-American engineer. There's just a lot to the film. In fact, at the end of the feature I saw, there was applause from the audience.
Which is rare. And it is a solidly told, inspirational film, and I think we can both recommend this to people of all ages.
Right. And I'm just going to throw in a quick comment about the music. The Hans Zimmer and the Pharrell Williams music really adds to it so that there are the upbeat moments, the humor and the pathos. Yeah, it's a nice, well-rounded film.
Well, if Hidden Figures is inspiring and polite in its presentation, our next film is its polar opposite, at least for me. The French film Elle begins and ends with a sexual assault, and between those two shocks lies a masterpiece for me of genre subversion. This is a film that confronts the viewer with challenges to what a woman is allowed to be on screen and off. Is, of course, French for her or she, and the her of this title is played by Isabelle Huppert. Huppert plays Michelle LeBlanc, a successful businesswoman, a former publisher, now building a video game franchise, if you can believe it, who runs an office of male game designers half her age. Their latest project is a violent and sexually explicit fantasy game especially targeted at young males. Early on in the film, amidst scenes of virtual rape in the game that she's developing, Michelle begins to receive messages from her attacker, which may make you think, oh, this is about to become a stalker movie, but not so fast. Elle offers one of the most complex female screen characters of recent memory and expands to explore Michelle's relationships with her mother, her aimless adult son, her ex-husband, her lover, her best friend, and adding more rich layers to this already intense film. We also learn that her father is a convicted mass murderer and that Michelle still bears the stain of a horrible childhood trauma. Throughout Michelle's matter-of-fact acceptance of her past and her nonchalance in the aftermath of her sexual assault and later attempted humiliations deepen the central enigma of her character. This is a film that confounds easy analysis, and Huppert delivers a complex image of a woman who may be either traumatized beyond caring or so self-powered that she nullifies any external control over her life, or she's somewhere in between. Elle is self-aware of the cinema space it inhabits, actively engaging, upending, and elevating the formula of many exploitation pictures of the past, and is directed and written by two men, the Dutch filmmaker Paul Verhoeven and writer David Burke, which should give you pause to think on just what we should make of this film. Expect debates to break out among your fellow cinephile friends, which is a good thing, I think. One of the stimulations of watching this film is that it so deviates from established norms in the portrayal of female victimhood that you can't help but ascribe intent to every detail of every scene. But what is the intent of this film? Is it a male fantasy disguised as high art, or is it a brilliant film about a woman so self-powered and skilled at navigating a hostile world that she herself can manipulate every interaction to her will? I choose the latter reading, but the thrill of a film like Elle lies not in finding concrete conclusion to its elusive intentions, but in watching the dance that Isabelle Huppert, the actress, engages in with the writer, director, and the myriad lines of interpretation. Huppert may be the smartest actress working today, so smart that she and the character she plays eclipse the men involved. Elle really is challenging and thrilling cinema making, and from start to finish, its title is all you need to know about it. It's all about her.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, this film is what I call a coffee house film. By that, I mean afterward, you and your mates just have to find a place
to
sit down
hours.
And deconstruct what you just saw. She is indeed the most enigmatic and complicated character in a film. And it's no wonder that Huppert has already won two Best Acting Awards for this film. She's attractive and practical and a successful businesswoman, but there's this darkness in her that is puzzling and it's unfathomable. And she makes very questionable decisions and actions, and yet I really didn't find myself questioning her so much. She really is a product of the film, and Verhoeven does delve into topics and subjects that some people will find very uncomfortable, but it's twitchy and provocative and engrossing. Mm-hmm. She's just a masterpiece of emotion. And I found it interesting that, as you mentioned, she has this contradiction of this very violent past and future and present, as you mm-hmm. explained with the rapes. And yet what she does is these very violent games and mm-hmm. so on. But also, I thought it was interesting that because of that tragic event in her past when she was a small child with her father, she chose not to change her identity. She mm-hmm. keeps her real name.
No, she does not deflect anything in this film. And she is so in command of every – I've seen this film twice now, and so I was able to study it the second time a little more because it's a very puzzling film and
yes.
really does reward on multiple viewings. But she is so in control of her environment, and even when horrible things happen to her, she will not allow them to deviate her from whatever her will is in the world. And it's a fascinating film. It's a female character that we've not seen really ever before, and Isabelle Huppert may be the toughest actress working anywhere in the world. But as you mentioned, Verhoeven, the Dutch filmmaker, has made a career out of making controversial films, films that challenge us, that provoke us. This is a provocative film. I would warn audiences or listeners, think they might be part of an audience that is R-rated. It delves into some really difficult themes, and it is for the cinephiles out there who thrill at seeing first-rate filmmaking and challenging filmmaking and films that don't give us easy answers at the end.
Right. She's such a fascinating character. She seems to be out there, and yet what makes her tick is still very much a secret.
Mm-hmm. It's a mystery in many ways. It's like a mystery film because you are trying to puzzle out just what makes this woman move, and it's fascinating to consider. And thrilling to watch, I think. I think for people who watch a lot of films, to come across a film like this, it's just, even though it's dark, it's thrilling to watch filmmakers and actresses who can pull off such complexity and nuance in a film, and ambiguity, which allows for multiple interpretations. A challenging film, another film that goes down easy, both about centered around strong, strong women.
Yes, yes.
Good year for that. And any short takes as we go out the back end of the program?
Yes, I saw a film I enjoyed very much. It was here for one whole week, Certain Women. It's a trilogy of vignettes directed by Kelly Reichardt. It starred Laura Dern, Michelle Williams, who, of course, gave us that remarkable performance in Manchester by the Sea this year. Mm-hmm. And my favorite of the three was the final vignette with Kristen Stewart and a newcomer named Lily Gladstone. It was just a poignant tale of loneliness and reaching out from one world into another and the tenuous but somewhat one-sided bond that forms. It was just a lovely film. And it's short, 107 minutes. It's out there streaming on several locations. I know Independent Film Channel.
Jean, always nice to watch movies and discuss movies with you.
Great. Oh, thank
Thanks
you.
For coming in.
Oh, thank you. As always, it's a pleasure.
We've been discussing our thoughts on two new films in theaters this week, the inspiring tale of African-American women and their contributions to the early NASA space program, Hidden Figures, and the challenging but exceptional French film Elle, starring Isabelle Huppert as a self-reliant woman dealing with a sexual assault. Hidden Figures is rated PG-13 and Elle is rated R. Thanks to Evan Walsh for engineering today's program. An archive of past programs is available online at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.